This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a Thursday that feels like a Friday. And I hope everybody is getting their Independence Day weekend started the right way, and no better way to do it than by cracking open an ice cold Funky Buddha. Good vibes are on tap.
I'm going to drink me some this weekend.
I bet you will. I bet you absolutely will.
I enjoy it.
Marcos from the Tobin and Leroy show, he texted me and he said, "You've teased me with three stories I want to hear about, but you have no time for them. I demand answers."
What stories?
I think I have done that a couple times today, but I don't know. Then we just get into talking about fried shrimp on your dashboard. It's not my fault, man. It's not my fault.
God's oven.
I don't know if y'all go to you know, whatever, y'all read the Torah or whatever. I don't know what it is, but I believe in God's oven. Y'all don't believe in God's oven?
I saw a TikTok the other day of somebody in New York cracking an egg on the sidewalk and coming back 5 minutes later, and it was all sunny side up and ready to eat.
Yeah.
That's God's oven.
That's God's oven, baby.
That's solar energy.
All right. Well, if that's God's oven, then Joey Chestnut, he has God's throat. Because
What did you just say?
I don't know.
You always go too far.
He is going to devour glizzies, man. He is going to devour glizzies like no other man has ever devoured. And I'm fascinated with not so much the hot dog eating contest, but like I'm fascinated with what the conversation is leading up to it. So tomorrow at noon on ESPN, Joey Chestnut returns. He was banned last year. He's back. Remember, he did that Netflix special against Kobayashi. And he is obviously the big favorite. The winner of tomorrow's contest receives $10,000 and the coveted mustard yellow belt. Now, in the women's side, Miki Sudo holds the record. Mm-hmm. 51 dogs and buns last year. 51 dogs and buns. George Shea was telling us she wanted to compete with the men because she just blows the rest of the women's competition out of the water. Her over-under this year is set at 44.5 dogs. She hit 51 a year ago. This year, her over-under is set at 44.5 dogs.
Yeah, she's competing against herself. Over.
Basically. Sportsbooks. Yeah. Sportsbooks aren't even offering her, like, aren't even offering the money line to her for her to win the competition, or the odds for her to win the competition, because there is no competition. Like, she's going to win. Unless there's a Celtic Pride situation tomorrow, she is going to win this thing. So, Joey Chestnut is minus 2,500 to win the competition tomorrow, which seems like that in itself is a friendly wager. It doesn't seem right. He threw down 83 hot dogs to beat Kobayashi and the Netflix special. That is the world record, technically. But since it didn't happen with Nathan's hot dogs, Major League Eating doesn't consider that the world record. They consider what he did prior to that, which is like 73 and a half hot dogs or whatever.
I thought it was 75.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So they're putting his over under tomorrow at 71 and a half. 71 and a half is the over under for Joey Chestnut tomorrow.
Over. He's eating more than 71 and he's just 83. And then they're questioning his 83, so he's going to try to get to 80 to show them, kiss my butt, I am the best? Yeah, over. I'm taking two overs, Mickey over and Joey over.
Mm.
They're putting the odds 7-2 on Joey Chestnut getting over 83. So him reaching 84 hot dogs, which would beat his previous Nathan's contest record by 8. So Pell's right. The number, this is what I was reading in the New York Times, or in The Athletic, actually. That number, 84, seems improbable. It's a pace of 8.5 hot dogs per minute. And they write, it is inadvisable because it's 1,344 grams of fat and 40,320 milligrams of sodium from the dogs alone.
Honestly, I find it almost difficult to watch because it is legitimately so disgusting, especially when they like dunk it in the water and you could see it become all mushy. And like, one of the reasons why I'm a picky eater is because it's like a texture thing, a feel thing sometimes. And that I can just imagine tastes and feels so horrible. But these guys and women, they power through it. To me, it's gross, and I'm not sure I can only stomach the lead up to it and the post game interview. I can't do the actual contest. It's a little much. It's like watching someone like
if the win
get bloodied or gory movies. Like I can't do it. Makes me cringe. Cover my eyes.
Yeah, if he ate 75, I like to watch dogs 74 and 75. I don't want to watch 70 through 72 because, like, too, it kind of turns my stomach when they start mushing it in the juice and jamming it in their throat. Yeah,
he's got the whole strategy where he, like, I don't know, like his incisors are just they should be studied, you know, like the way that he
double jointed in the jaw.
He grips the dogs with two hands sometimes, and he's like, I don't know, don't cut that video up. Or whatever I just did.
Why not?
I don't know what you're doing because he looked nasty.
They write 83, currently the unofficial record. Reaching 84 on eating's biggest stage would inarguably cement Joey Chestnut as the GOAT of gluttons and allow him to walk away from the contest secure in the knowledge his terrifying chompers will loom over the competition long after he's returned to normal portion sizes. So essentially, Joey Chestnut's going to want to beat 83. He wants to get to 84, and then he can walk away. His final mustard belt, 84, to be untouched for history of Major League Eating. Nobody will ever get to it, and Joey Chestnut will forever be the GOAT of the hot dog eating contest.
I think he's already that, but no. I hope he breaks his own record.
So, closest challenger, according to the odds, Patrick Bertoletti. He's a dude who won last year, and nobody considers him the winner because Joey Chestnut didn't compete. 16-1 odds to win. Last year, he only ate 58 hot dogs and buns. So this guy has no chance. The 40-year-old, this is again in The Athletic, Bertoletti is a renowned masticator in his own right, having won several big contests and holding a handful of world records, including most milk consumed in an hour. So then I got curious, what else does Patrick Bertoletti hold the record for? And here we go. 4 pounds of chicken wings in 8 minutes.
Hmm. Boneless?
16 no, inches of pizza. That's 47 slices of pizza in 10 minutes.
What?
Ooh.
He ate 47 glazed and cream-filled donuts in 5 minutes.
That's tasty.
Not
sprinkles?
That fast. Not that fast.
21 pounds of grits in 10 minutes.
That's gross.
You don't like a grit? I like a grit.
Not a grit guy. Well, I mean, I'm a grit guy when it comes to my football team. I'm not a grit guy when it comes to the food. Love grit.
You high class.
All right.
42 peanut butter. I love it. I just had a poached egg, actually. 42 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in 10 minutes. 42 Ooh. PB&J sandwiches in 10 minutes. Coach Larinaga hasn't had one in his lifetime. Patrick Bertoletti ate 42 in 10 minutes. Crazy.
Doesn't it seem like peanut butter and jelly would be way harder than a hot dog because the peanut butter is dry and the double slice? I don't know.
Crunchy or smooth?
Gotta go smooth for the eating contest.
Can you dip it into anything? I think that's the big question. If you can dip it into something, then...
What did you say the milk one was?
Who's that?
You said he had a milk record?
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but...
Isn't that really dangerous if you drink that amount of milk at once in a short sitting?
Well, isn't it really dangerous to eat 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes?
Well, I hope they have Tums available.
Why would milk be different than water?
A little thicker, I feel like. I don't know. Is it different?
Yeah, it would definitely be different. Yeah, but you can isn't there such thing as like over consuming water also? You can over consume water.
Yes.
I remember seeing like the gallon milk challenge where you chug a gallon of milk and then you immediately throw up. So I'm just thinking about how that works with one of these contests.
Well, we found out Crowder was a milk chugger back in his youth.
Mm. Yeah. I used to chug half a gallon of milk to impress the ladies in high school.
Did that impress them?
I didn't do bad.
Mm. All right.
I wouldn't say you did good either. And Marcos, since you're listening, McDonald's, this is supposed to be a whole segment. We're not going to have time to do it. So I'll just tell you, McDonald's is releasing the spicy McMuffin breakfast sandwich.
Mm.
They're using Crowder, the same spicy pepper sauce, which they use on their spicy McCrispy chicken sandwich, which we know is your favorite menu item. At best McDonald's.
Sandwich. Spicy chicken is the best sandwich at any restaurant.
But McDonald's needs to go back to the old recipe for the chicken selects, though. These tenders they've got out now, fraudulent. They're not like the chicken selects of old. I used to get the chicken selects.
Oh, you got the chicken filet? Oh, wow. Yeah. You got the chicken filet, Crowder. I didn't know they had the chicken filet there.
Is that new?
He's not getting the chicken filet. He's getting the chicken filet.
Chicken selects.
Chicken filet.
I used to get the chicken selects religiously, and the new version of them, they're terrible. Absolutely awful.
That's on you for getting chicken tenders at McDonald's. Like, grow up.
The snack wrap was like the best thing on the menu for a while, and they took that away, and that was just a chicken select with lettuce. I always got it without ranch and cheese in a tortilla.
Crazy,
now, man. It'd you're be a best quality you, chicken tender in the select.
You were the snack wrap. You were eating a tortilla and a fried piece of chicken.
With lettuce.
Hey, man, the mixed salad shakers. I'm still mad about that.
Oh, get out of here.
Those were delicious.
Salad shakers. Good news is that the chicken wraps, what are they, mixed snack wraps? Right,
yeah,
Jimmy?
Flats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got a fillet on them.
Right. They're coming back and they're incorporating the chicken fillets as well.
July 10th.
Wow. Jimmy's got it in his calendar, man. Jimmy's got that in his calendar.
That.
Yeah. All right. Those are your headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen at Doral Volkswagen. Used from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. It's very hot today for your weather report. And luckily, the sun has come out here in Kendall. The rain has subsided a bit. And crossing our fingers, no rain tomorrow, even though that does not seem likely.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
5 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Clock Funky Buddha happy hour on this Thursday evening before pretty much everybody has tomorrow off. It's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. Do not worry if you're working tomorrow. Some of us are as well. We will keep you from 2 to 6 laughing. Tomorrow, our Independence Day best of. I put it together today, and I'm telling you, it is filled with stuff you have not heard since it originally aired. So tune in tomorrow, 2 to 6. We'll also have it on our podcast, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you again by our good friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. Crowder and Appel, I have done all the work for you. I have put together a list of everything happening this weekend in sports. All right, so here you go. Are you ready?
Okay. Yep.
The Marlins play the Brewers this weekend, and what I think Appel said was big series for the Marlins.
Big series. 6.5 back of the wild card. Brewers are, I think, 8.5 up on the Marlins. They're one of the teams they're chasing. I mean, big series.
Mm-hmm.
July.
Okay. All right.
Let's go, Augustine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Crowder, do you know where the Brewers play?
Milwaukee.
Oh, all right. There we go. Wow. There we go.
Well, I'm a baseball savant.
Yeah, for sure. The FIFA Club World Cup quarterfinals are tomorrow and Saturday. And if you know you want more soccer on Sunday, the final, USA versus Mexico in the Gold Cup.
Diego Luna. Wow. Mm-hmm. Moon.
Yes, sir.
Moon.
Moon's over Miami. Wimbledon, men's and singles, third round. You saw Coco Gauff got bounced, though, Crowder, unfortunately.
Yeah, Coco got beat. Tiafoe got his ass whooped. I don't like it.
Yeah,
hey, but Taylor Fritz, moving on. Ben Shelton.
Moving on.
Ben Shelton is a game away from moving on to the third round as well. They suspended his match tonight. They'll finish it tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, man, no, don't play him at 7 a.m. How about that? How about you adjust to my time?
I like that. I like that. Hey, Europe. Hey. Why don't you guys play when it's convenient for Americans? Okay? Okay, hey, England?
Not okay. Just Americans. Eastern Standard Time. I don't even care about people in California. EST. Play everything under EST.
That's a good point, man. That's a good point. 100%. Yeah. I mean, what did we win the War of Independence for if we're not all following EST? I'm with you, Crowder.
EST. Mm-hmm. Dynamite.
Not how that goes. There's a bunch of women in the Wimbledon's tournament, American women as well. And of course, it all begins tomorrow. We will all be locked in noon, ESPN2, of course. This is too big for ESPN. They put on ESPN2. Joey Chestnut returning to recapture the mustard belt. Yeah, I hear the lawnmower outside Crowder's door, which probably suggests it's time to wrap it up. So that's going to do it for us. Crowder, go ahead. Tell the people what you got to tell them so we can get out of here.
Listen, make 2025 Independence Day. Y'all can go down there this weekend. You got to get the Cadillac you've always wanted. And Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac, they have your back during the Road Ahead sales event. That means you all get savings on the beautiful Cadillacs that we all see on the road. We all love. My wife actually has one. Man, these are beautiful cars. Right now, get behind the wheel of a 2024 Cadillac Lyriq or XT4. You choose. and both of them only $139 a month. Or imagine how much you will be saving on select new 2024 Cadillacs. But listen here, 3.9% financing plus $1,000 in purchase allowance. You could make 2025 the year you get that Cadillac, whether you're driving to the game, headed to the store, going on a hot date, picking the kids up, whatever you're doing, running down to the beach, you will be in a beautiful Cadillac, riding in style over Lyriq or XT4 for only $319 a month, or financing as low as 3.9% plus $1,000 purchase allowance. Get ready for the road ahead at Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac. And remember, I'm telling you, I'm backed by Morris. It's a great feeling. And when you get that Cadillac, you're always backed by Morris.
That's going to do it for us this entire week. Hawk is back on Monday, tomorrow, starting at 2. I'm telling you, a Independence Day best of you do not want to miss. Subscribe to the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Odyssey app as well, wherever you get your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. Appel, thank you very much for doing the show with us the last couple days.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Jimmy, I love you. And Crowder, I love you very much as well.
No, nope, nope.
Okay. You don't love me?
Appel, I love you. I love you. I guess. Yeah, I love you. Too.
Yeah. That's precious.
Everybody out there, enjoy your Independence Day. Be safe. And as Hawk would say, we will talk to you el lunes.
I believe in God's oven.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.